Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Football Pick'em Show. We are back from Knoxville, Tennessee. Want to give a big shout out to Tim Fry for hosting us at the tailgate. Had an absolute blast with those guys. As always, tonight's show is brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. Speaking of Tennessee, we called that, had that right, and we had it on the teasers, which was great because apparently they came back. You and I left a couple minutes early. They ended up getting an onside kick in a late TD there. Spread was down to -4, and we took that over down to 55.5. They covered both of those, and they were up by a couple scores, so you and I bounced. What did you watch the end of that game, Bob?
No. I quit college football at about 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Proud of you.
I was moving in to a very big, nice new home.
Sure.
With my beautiful family.
Yeah.
And it probably was one of the better days of my life.
Yeah.
All the joy of that day.
Yeah.
Just ripped out of my asshole.
Yep.
By my college football team.
Yeah, I know it well.
Three times. Well. They reached up there with three hands.
So what happened? We didn't see the end of that game.
We did not watch the Missouri game.
Who did? Thankfully, so that's the one nice thing about being a Missouri fan is we're too irrelevant to get like dunked on really hard.
Right.
Like when we lost as a number two seed in the NCAA tournament, Duke lost as a two seed that same day, so no one talked about us.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But what happened was they're playing Auburn at Auburn. And it was 14-14. We drive down the field, and our fucking coach, Drinkwitz, we're on the like 2 or 3 yard line. Instead of trying to punch it in, we only need a field goal. It's 14-14. Instead of trying to punch it in, kneels down twice.
Yeah.
So the clock gets to like 2 seconds. Auburn's out of timeouts. We bring in our kicker, one of the best kickers in the country, genuinely, Harrison Meavis.
Sure.
Misses the field goal with time expiring.
How long is this field goal?
15 yards.
You're kidding.
No.
That's great.
So
great. And typically we don't talk about outside the top 25 teams. However, we're playing Georgia this week. And when I say we, I mean you guys. The two of you guys are playing Georgia. What do we got, Delco? Sound issues? Just Rob? That's fine. Rob's all done today. Rob's all done today. It's fine. But Missouri is going up against Georgia. Can't wait to chat about that spread. Before we get to that, though, Delco Dan next week will be a blonde, which is fun. USC, as I predicted, would win this game. Drove down the field with 2 minutes left. I put them in the college football playoffs this year. That's what you got to do on the road. That's a tough place to play. Did you end up watching the end of it?
Yeah.
I think I was in bed.
Yeah. I was on the couch. I was by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing you were by yourself.
Yeah, because if I was next to you, it wouldn't have been fun.
Nolan threw 4 interceptions that game, so not ideal for Oregon's offense. Their defense played really well. I mean, they held USC to 17 points, but they should have won the game outright. We're winning the entire game. It is what it is. I'm going to look good blonde. I don't care.
I think you might.
I think we're going to work our way from the top all the way down to the bottom. So it's going to start with the hair.
Yep.
Right? And then we're going to go eyebrows, then beard, then pubes.
Pubes. Well, I think blonde pubes is where you need to be.
You know that. What? You know that beautiful ass doesn't have a hair on it, though.
Oh no, he's definitely got a hair.
That's
ass.
Not true.
No, he keeps it nice and clean.
He's got a 5 o'clock shadow at 3:30.
At least bleach the asshole.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do that. All right.
I think you should do it.
Just I mean, look, I think it needs to happen. We did well this week, kids. We had a great bounce back week in college football. We'll start with Georgia. We didn't touch this game because it was too many points. And then you wonder if Georgia is actually going to care in these games. Strange part for this game is it was 26-13 at halftime, which is the closest that anybody has been against Georgia this year. Weakness, yes or no, or just a lazy game?
Kent State's running back had 90 yards. That's surprising to me against Georgia. Even if they're not giving their full efforts or putting their best players in, that's still kind of surprising. But he had 1,200 yards rushing last season, so he's pretty good, right? And that, I think Kent State just had they had a good day with their running back. That's all that happened.
But Kent State is also 1-3, and they're Kent State.
Yeah.
So that was a shocker to me. Stetson Bennett only had 272 yards passing and a pick in this one. No TDs.
For what it's worth, though, Kent State's 1-3, but they've been cashing checks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
They haven't. They're not like 1-3 in conference.
Mm-hmm.
They played at Washington, at OU, and now at Georgia.
Correct. So they haven't. They've only had one home game.
Right.
Yeah.
And what their one home game?
No, all their.
Oh yeah, I mean they're cash. They're cashing checks.
Yeah, but they're playing well at least. So yeah, I mean it's not a 77-0 game.
Well, they got fucked up by Oklahoma and Washington, but they.
And that's why I've got questions because Oklahoma lost this week. But and this game was close. They only won by 17 points. For Georgia against Kent State, that's close. I think the spread on this was, what, 45? I mean, it was gnarly. Next up, we got Vandy against Alabama. As predicted, 55-3. Didn't touch this game. This was another spread that was in the 40s. No need. You don't know if they're going to play in the second half or not. Ohio State against Wisconsin took all the points in this one and ended up being minus 19. Won a lot of money on this. They absolutely shit pumped Wisconsin. CJ Stroud, 5 touchdowns. A lot of people have him at the top of the Heisman trophy list right now. We'll see. We're in week 4. They're 4-0. Maryland against Michigan. This was a close one. 7 points in this one.
Yeah, that's weird, man. I mean, at Maryland every now and again, somebody will get fucking knocked off, but Maryland coming to Michigan and keeping it within a touchdown, I mean, that's fucking weird.
Sure is.
To be honest.
Sure is.
That's not good for fucking for Michigan.
It's not good for Michigan. Maryland's not awful. Like, they can jump up.
They're
they
just a gritty
beat,
team, yeah.
They just beat SMU last week. Like, they can, if they have a good day, like, they could do some stuff. But they're just as liable to have a horrifying
To lose by 30. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Corum from Michigan had 243 yards rushing. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think Michigan, look, they were a run team last year. They're a run team this year. They still haven't figured out who their true starting quarterback is. And they're going to have to rely on this run. Next up was Clemson Wake Forest. I won a shit ton of money on this. It was plus 7 in this game. Luckily, it went to overtime, and Clemson did win by 6, but Wake Forest was in there, man. I thought an upset was going to happen. Ukulele had 5 TDs in this one.
Yeah, to be honest, I know they won. They won against a ranked team. They won against a ranked team in their conference, but Clemson should have dropped down to like 10th after this because we've seen this ukulele knucklehead play against actual good teams, and he's shit. You know what I mean? Like, he cannot go up against a real defense and win, and look at how bad their defense is. They get 45 points to Wake. I know Wake Forest has been airing it out and shit, but goddamn, man.
Yeah.
You cannot fucking let Wake Forest score 45 points on you.
Double overtime game in this one. Next up, we'll give you guys props for this. Kansas State against Oklahoma. This one I got wrong. Kansas State came in. Beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma will definitely drop out of the top 10 after this.
I laid off this one because K-State fucks with Oklahoma all the time. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Yeah, I did not. Across
coaches,
this one.
I think.
What's that?
Across coaching regimen.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter who's there. It's just it's a weird fucking, there's some kind of weird shit going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. This one was a loss for me. I had them on a lot of cards, and it fucked up my teasers pretty bad. USC against Oregon State. Had this one, teased it down to 1. Great game, allegedly, in the fourth quarter. And looking forward to seeing Delco Blonde after this. Nice try, Oregon State. It was fun while it lasted, and now it's over. Next up, another surprising one here. Northern Illinois, 1-3. Played Kentucky. 1-score game, 31-23 in this one.
Northern Illinois, who got beat by Vanderbilt by 10 points last week, by the way.
Yep.
Kept it within a fucking reasonable margin against the 8th ranked team in the country. I don't know if that's going to be What I don't haven't looked at the rankings yet.
Yeah, we'll pop on over when we make the picks. But Kentucky heading into the fourth quarter, this game is 24-23.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm getting. I don't know if you guys are getting the same like feeling, but I'm getting more and more of almost NFL any given Sunday type of feeling in college.
It seems like the NIL stuff is starting to level playing field a bit.
It is, and it actually makes it more exciting because if you're able to buy some of these good players, even just a couple at some of these schools,
yeah,
it makes a huge difference.
We need to bring Nick Nolte back.
Yeah.
And let him coach Penny Hardaway and Shaq.
Yeah. Damn it. That's I only do one word, Nick Nolte. Next up, Arkansas. Oh, this was a heartbreaker. I had Arkansas money line. I also had them on the spread. It was +2. So this was a push all the way around, except for the money line bet that I made on this. Now, Arkansas missed a 30-yard field goal. With about 20 seconds left in this game, one of the most bizarre missed field goals of all time. It hit the top of the field goal. Not the crossbar, the very top of the field goal.
Yeah, why? Well, from 30 yards away, you really got to chip it to even get it up there in the first place. Why the fuck did he kick it like that? Well, was it a bad hold?
No, it was an extra point, essentially. It was from a hash, and it hit the top and then kicked out left instead of kicking in right. That's the first field goal I've ever seen missed like that. I mean, you have to kick the top of the fucking field goal for that.
It's like infinite monkey theorem, but with college kickers, right? If you give enough college kickers enough time, they will find every possible way to fuck up a field goal.
Yeah. Heartbreaker of a game because I actually enjoy this Arkansas team.
I was rooting for them because A&M's kind of cooked now after that loss to App State. I mean, maybe not, but like I like Arkansas a lot.
They've covered, too, all year long except this push. But I was hoping for Arkansas to be undefeated, before they play Alabama. Mm. That would have been fun. Not anymore. Florida-Tennessee, we were there. Tennessee, fun team. That Richardson kid, though, had 450 passing. He's good. It's just the rest of the team that's that's kind of iffy down there in Florida. If they can get this kid some weapons, is he a freshman? Do we know?
No, Richardson? I think he's a red shirt sophomore, I think.
Okay. He's got another year?
Yeah.
Coming out early.
No, he's not.
Florida could be pretty good. I don't know. A lot of people have him as a top 10 pick in the draft. We'll see. But if he sticks around.
Yeah, they say, I mean, he's one of the top prospects regardless of position. So maybe. I mean, he's probably more of a prospect than he is, like, impressive on the field.
That Hooker kid is fun to fucking watch for Tennessee, their quarterback.
Yeah.
Man.
He looked like he was in control of the game, right?
Yes.
Florida's defense did not look good.
No, they looked terrible.
He pretty much did whatever he wanted to.
He had 100-plus yards on the ground. I think 112 was his total. Tennessee's a fun team to watch. That stadium goes off. It's fun when you're there and people party. The Vol Navy on the river, like, that's all a blast. Hopefully they're back. Now, the concession stands are a goddamn nightmare there.
Yeah, the concession stands and then the city of Knoxville.
Yeah.
It's also not great. One man's opinion.
It's a weird town.
Yeah.
But it certainly was fun. Next up, UConn.
But that place, Calhoun's down there next to the
arena. Oh,
shit,
Calhoun's was dope, dude.
Yeah, that place was good.
I really love Calhoun's.
If we go back to a game there, we'll definitely do the same thing.
Shout out Calhoun's. The barbecue was great. The ribs were great. And again, shout out Tim Fry. NC State, UConn. I don't care about NC State at all. I know they're 4-0. As soon as they play somebody worth a shit, I think they're going
to
get
housed. I mean, they did what they're supposed to do. They beat UConn by 30 points. That's what you're supposed to do. Well, so
they get Clemson this week.
Oh, do they really?
Honestly, I think they beat Clemson. I said that before, or I think in week one, that I thought that was going to be Clemson's first loss. But
okay,
that ukulele dude is just like, he's had a couple of good games this year. Mm-hmm. Like for the first time in his career.
Yep.
He's had multiple good games in a single season, so maybe he's figuring it out. I don't know. I still don't trust him.
Yeah, we'll see. Utah rolled Arizona State, got that one right.
That's not a real game either.
No, we don't care. Penn State against Central Michigan. Mm-hmm. Penn State did what they had to do in this game. It was 21-14 at halftime. Central Michigan has been playing some gritty games for these guys. Oregon, Washington State. Not a prayer was I watching this. They're betting on it. 44-41. It's what the Trap 12 does, I guess. Not interested.
It's going to happen again this week, too.
Yep, not interested.
With Washington.
Tulsa, Ole Miss. Close game. Lane Train is 4-0 in this one, but they're barely winning these games. It's not sexy.
Well, you don't get paid more for covering the spread.
You should, though. You should. They only beat Tulsa by 8 points in that one. Baylor beat Iowa State. Stayed far, far away from that game. It was a 7-point game, exactly like we thought it was going to be. No need to put money on that. Stanford, Washington. Great. Both teams are our football teams. They exist in the world. However, they're in the trap 12, and I just don't care. It's 40-22 in that game. Wyoming, BYU, another game that we didn't care about. 38-24. A lot closer than it should have
been.
Yeah,
I don't think BYU is that good.
No. That'll bring us to Texas, kids.
This is my favorite thing that happened all week.
Man, this is when I started liking college football again on the day. It was right around 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, 5:30, right around 5:30, yeah.
This was a game, it was so hard for me because I lost the first two Texas games this year. They barely covered in both of them, wasn't amped about it, didn't know who was going to win this game, and I didn't trust Texas. This did go to overtime, and it was decided by a field goal.
I think it went to overtime, but it shouldn't have, if I recall. Like, Texas should have closed it out in regulation.
Okay.
Oh, Tech had a field goal to tie. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. The good news for us is we don't have to cover Texas anymore. That'll be you guys.
Yeah.
Back to us. Let's go.
You're welcome for that.
I think we should have a parade. Yeah. Of some sort. Do something to celebrate.
I'm just amped. I don't have to hear from Texas fans anymore.
Yeah, is Chris Phelan in the chat?
Yeah, they're two and two. It's over. Your season's over. Any big six game is over for you.
Texas is not back.
Nope. Well, they're not back, but they still will probably. Well, I don't. Man, this OU game is going to be such a fucking slap fight in like 2 weeks or whenever that happens.
Oh, yeah. Won't put any money on that, by the way. I can already tell you in advance. I don't trust either of those teams. Pittsburgh beat Rhode Island. Great.
Barely. I mean, barely. 20, 19 points. Does Pitt always play at Acrisure at the Steelers stadium?
The other thing that was fun this weekend, being in Tennessee all weekend, was Middle Tennessee State beat Miami. And those fans were amped when we ran into them.
Yeah.
This was a shit kicking in this one. 45-31.
Yeah, and Miami's actually scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter too.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really as close as it looks.
Sure wasn't.
Which is not great for fucking
Miami.
Sure
wasn't. So Miami's all done. That'll move to you guys as well. And I don't know what they're going to do there, Miami. You paid that quarterback a shit ton of money, NIL wise.
Well, he's only a freshman, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
Van Dyke.
He was there last year.
Oh, was he?
And he was also there before the NIL.
Yeah. Oh, it's the new kid. The new kid got $9.5 million.
Yeah, haven't. He hasn't even played yet.
Yeah,
right?
He hasn't played yet. But to be fair, I think he comes in next year. So
he might come in this year if they keep losing to fucking Middle Tennessee State. Holy shit.
We'll get to this week's odds in a second. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit. All the way up to $1,000. Tons of amazing stuff to bet on right now. We got NFL, college football. We got some fights coming up. I'm betting Jake Paul. Can't wait for that. All the things that you can bet on in this life and all the prop bets are available on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the game. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. And then we got drinkingbrostickets.com. Any game you want to go to, college, NFL, concerts, you name it. We got tickets on drinkingbrostickets.com. Same as StubHub. It's about $10 cheaper because we control the fees on there, and that's what we could knock it down. So if you're out there and want to get some ticks, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. Interface is super easy. Same as StubHub. Go on out and see your favorite team this year. Weather's nice, man. It was beautiful in Knoxville. Mm. It's fun to go sit in the stands, man, have some beers these days with it starting to cool down. There's no better season than fall for me. Thursday night, Utah State against BYU. There's a ranked game on a Thursday going up against the NFL. This is BYU minus 24. D'Anthony, who you got in this one?
Utah State is not good or anything, but 24 is... That's too many points. This team's not good.
I agree, man. And BYU hasn't really looked that great this year. I mean, I know they got curb stomped by, who is it, Oregon? And then the other games have been close. I don't know in all four games, and Bob, you can check me on this one. How are they against the spread? They might be 0-4 against the spread this year, BYU.
They've covered against South Florida for sure.
South Florida? Okay.
Yeah. It was 50-21.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So that might be the only game they covered against. I'm with you. I don't go 24 points on this team. I don't believe in them, and I don't trust them.
No, definitely not.
No. Friday night game.
And it's also going to be 81 degrees in Provo.
Is it really?
This game. At night, it's going to suck.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's never that warm there this time.
No, well, global warming.
Sure.
Al Gore.
2-2 against the spread. Okay. All right. Not taking them. Friday night game. Washington against UCLA. Both schools are 4-0. However, Washington is ranked 15, and UCLA is not ranked. This is Washington minus 3. Washington's looked pretty goddamn good this year.
Yeah. I mean, they've got Penix, who, to me, that sounds like Mike Tyson saying penis for some reason.
Sure.
But, yeah, you shouldn't bet this. Because it's the fucking Pac-12, man. Don't bet this.
He is 1,400 yards.
From Delco. Learn from your own hair tragedies.
Pac-12s.
They didn't save you?
They didn't save you.
How?
No. It cost you.
Financially, yeah.
Yeah, financially.
But not.
How's UCLA look this year? Erratic. You guys cover UCLA.
Erratic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they barely beat South Alabama. But, you know, that's a tough team. It's a tough Sun Belt team.
What do you do for
this game? I'm not even being ironic right now.
No, I know. I understand. But what do you do for this game? Because Washington has looked pretty good. Do you take the 3 points? Because in Vegas, whenever you put up a 3 spread like this, it says we don't fucking know who's going to win. We think it's going to be close.
I don't really trust DTR, the quarterback for UCLA. I don't really trust Chip in a big spot at this point. I think Washington probably wins this pretty easily.
Okay. I believe in Penix. Look, I saw this kid at Indiana, and he was lighting up Ohio State. Ohio State won in the end, but it was fucking close.
He's got
because of this one kid.
He's probably got to be a dark horse for Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's got 12 touchdowns and 1,400 yards already.
His numbers are great this year. Look, this is a Friday night. I got nothing going on. I'm going to throw a little cash on Washington.
I think Washington's a great fucking bet.
Yeah, I'm going to take Washington in this game, and I'm just going to take this straight up. No teasers, no nothing, and I'll watch this. It's a 9:30 game here, 10:30 at night. Be able to sit up in the old media room, have some beers, put the game on a Friday night. I'm looking forward to it. I'm taking Washington.
Speaking of having some beers, Mason 95 says he just found a cooler full of Hard AF seltzer.
Yes, somebody got it. There we go.
Congratulations.
We left it outside an Airbnb and posted it on Instagram. Enjoy that, friends.
We also may have stolen that cooler on accident. I don't know how it got into the truck.
Somebody left a cooler in the truck.
It definitely wasn't ours.
Oh, it was Tim's shit.
Oh, well.
Tim, I'm sorry.
It
was an igloo cooler.
We'll buy you a new one.
Yeah, we'll buy you a new one.
It's probably like $12.
I'll hit you up after the show. Is he in the chat? Is Tim Fry in the chat?
I don't see him.
Great tailgate, Tim. Thanks again. We'll send you some cash for that cooler. Next up, we got Michigan against Iowa. Yeesh. Michigan minus 10.5 in this one. They're on the road at Iowa. I know Iowa's not that great this year, but they'll play you pretty close. Right now, I think J.J. McCarthy is slotted in as their quarterback this week. So we'll see what happens. Where do you go with this?
Honestly, Michigan is probably going to torch them.
You think so?
Yeah, Iowa State can't fucking score.
Iowa can't
score. Or Iowa, rather. Yeah, they've only fucking... They played Nevada and Rutgers the last 2 weeks. They scored 27 in those, but in the first 2 weeks, they only scored 14 points combined against South Dakota State and Iowa State. So,
yeah.
Chances are this is like a fucking 27-7 game or some shit like that, or 35-10 or something like that. I think you're pretty safe there.
To me, that Michigan's game was a little too close for comfort last week. I'm going to sit this one out, and it's a super fucking early game on Fox. So, Iowa's fans are, they'll show out for this too. I'm going to sit this game out. Next one is a fun one, though. This is number 7, Kentucky, against number 14, Ole Miss. Lane Train at home. Ole Miss minus 6.5. Where do you lay your dong with this game?
Oof. I mean, no. It's at Ole Miss, but, you know, and they've been, you know, he's going to air it out.
Yep.
He's going to get weird with it, but Kentucky's defense has not been great so far this year.
No.
Like, you expect good defense and good running from them. The running's been okay. Their quarterback's been better than I thought he would be, but the defense hasn't been there, so I'm not sure.
The only game they've been a little sketchy in was Northern Illinois. They played great against Florida, and then the other ones, they didn't play anybody else, really.
Right.
But they had a good game against Florida, a bad game against Northern Illinois.
Yeah, you shouldn't have a bad game against them, but it's, you know, you can take it down to I wouldn't even tease it, to be honest, because I'm not sure Ole Miss is going to win this game. I think Kentucky's got a good shot at winning this game.
I do too. I might go money line Kentucky on this one, to be honest with you. Ole Miss has been fine, but I'm looking for that big, you know, 55-7 game where they really, really air it out. I haven't seen those kind of numbers out of Ole Miss. I think I'm going to go moneyline Kentucky in this game, actually.
I think that's probably the move.
That's probably where the value is. Next up, we got Oklahoma against TCU.
This is a fucking dangerous game here,
sure
my
is.
Man. TCU, they always pull some fucking bullshit.
They do, dude. And it's Oklahoma minus 6.5. TCU was undefeated. Who have they played this year? So
Colorado, Tarleton, and SMU. SMU is a pretty good offense.
Mm-hmm. SMU's good, and they have SMU's former coach. He moved across rivalry.
I don't know what the Tarleton Texans are, but it's here in Texas.
Yeah, they're in Tarleton, I believe is the name.
Is that a name of a city?
I think so, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no idea. No idea.
I'm not
This is a scary game. I like Sonny Dykes as a coach. And
I did
OU
too.
OU's just in transition.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and they just lost. But, like, forget what school that is. This isn't regular OU.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And I'm with you. And for that reason, I don't touch this game. I think it'll be a lot like last week for these guys. It'll be close. Not sure who's going to win it. And no reason to put my American dollars on it. A lot of games I love. This isn't one of them. Next up, Minnesota. Gritty Minnesota pops into the top 25. You guys had Minnesota losing last week. Told you that was a tough team. What happened, Delco? What happened?
Michigan State sucks.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, they were at home, and they were pretty much getting shut out the entire game.
But I think, I agree that Michigan State sucks, and that's why this happened, because this spread against, it's Purdue at Minnesota. The spread's minus 12.5. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, like, I tease it. I'm gonna take this in a teaser, though. I'm going to take this down to 6.5. I'll take this in a six-point teaser. Down to 6.5.
You might want to take it up to 18.5 and go plus Purdue.
Purdue's
man.
Pretty fucking bad. And they're 2 losses.
But Minnesota is not this good.
Their running back is really fucking good. He's a first, early, second round pick. He torched Ohio State opening week last year. And for that reason, I'm going to go Minnesota. Purdue doesn't look great. I think they'll cover at least by a touchdown. Therefore, this will go in a teaser for me. I like Minnesota in this game. Next up, we got Texas Tech against Kansas State. Gross. Gross. Wouldn't surprise me if Texas Tech won this game, actually.
I mean, both of these teams just knocked off ranked teams last
week.
They
did.
Interesting game.
Yeah. K-State lost at home to Tulane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, that's where I'm talking about this, like, any given Saturday shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think that there's, like, I don't know, like, people, schools used to be, like, harder to prepare for. You know, you'd have some spread offense school come in, or, like, or some, what do you call it, like, triple offense
triple
school
option,
come in, and you'd be like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
Right.
And they just, the prep is so much better. It has to be what that is. So much better than it used to be that, it's just, yeah, it's harder to come in and just like fucking shellack people or surprise people or anything.
But it's fun. And like, I know preseason during the prediction show, we bitched about this, that there wasn't any parity in college football. And there still might not be at the top three, maybe.
Four through 60.
Yeah.
There is.
Anybody can win four through 60.
Yeah.
Any of them. And, you know, you take a team like Tennessee, for example, watching them on Saturday, when this CFP goes to 12 teams, Tennessee's a sneaky team, this team right now, that could knock off a couple games and get to a four. With Hooker, anything's possible with that kid. I believe so. And with this game, man, it's minus -8 for Kansas
State. That's too many points.
Too many points in this one.
You might want to take a look at the under. You got to expect after the weeks they had last week, they're going to be hungover, I guess.
It's 57.5. Or let me ask you this. Do you take this up? Do you take this up to like minus -15 and take Texas Tech? That might be the move.
Probably, because I can't imagine Kansas State is going to beat them by fucking 15 points.
I can't
that
either.
That would be shocking.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And I know it's at Kansas State, but shit. I think 15 would be hard to cover because that's, you know, a three-score game, essentially. Mm. So I think that's the move, and I'm going to do that on a teaser. Next up, Oregon State, Delco's favorite team against Utah. Utah minus 10.5. I don't know. Utah hasn't looked that great this year. Oregon State held their ground against USC. Not going to touch this. Trap 12 game at 1 o'clock.
I can't understand why Utah still ranked 12th in the country. Like they were at Florida, close game, right? But Florida is not a top 25 team.
Yeah.
Not only were they not then, but they're not generally speaking, right?
They get better as the season progresses. This is just what Utah does. And it's, I don't know why they scheduled a game at Florida, first game of the season, because like that was a trap. From the start.
It's all a trap. It's fucking trap 12.
It's the trap 12. Not really. But even this game is
they're really good.
This game's at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
For these guys. Like, that's an early fucking game, man.
If they played Florida week four, they would have smoked Florida. So
probably. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Richardson just had 450 yards passing last week. He just didn't win the game.
Yeah. Utah's minus 10.5 in this one. I guess if you go to school there, bet it. If not, I'm not fucking touching this goddamn thing. Now the game that pisses me off, man. I wanted to see Arkansas win. This is Alabama against Arkansas. This is not the night game, shockingly.
Yeah, that's...
I don't really know why.
It's not shocking at all.
Huh?
It's the CBS game.
It is,
no,
but...
No. In the SEC, the CBS game is the prime game.
It's the 3:30 game, and I understand it, but this is the game I want to see at night. It should be the best game. Just give me the best game at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know why CBS just doesn't air it at night.
Right.
And
so this is at Arkansas. Arkansas obviously is coming off that disappointing win where, you know, the ball kicks 6 inches right. They're undefeated. This is at Arkansas, and this is a big boy spread. Minus 17.5.
I'll probably take that down to 11.5.
You think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, look, Alabama's got an opportunity this week to go back to number one. Because Georgia's not playing a ranked team. They're playing fucking Missouri, right?
Yeah.
And they'll probably beat Missouri by 25 or 30 points. But if they fuck around like they did with Samford and last week and only win by 15 or so against one of these unranked shitty teams... Missouri's in conference, so it may be different, but if they don't boat race Missouri and Alabama comes out and blows Arkansas out by 30 points or some shit, they're number one again.
Bob, right? do me a favor, if you will. Go to my bookie, see what the money line bet is on Arkansas for this game. With a spread this high, it's got to be massive.
Like 625, plus 625.
So 6.5 to 1 for Arkansas.
Almost.
Don't fucking, you're hearing the sirens call right now. Don't follow them. Dude.
So here's the deal, kids. I post all my bet slips in Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. It's a private group. Anybody can join. It's free. Just don't be a cunt. Now, last week, my slips were late by a couple hours in. Because I got a 24-hour ban on Facebook for commenting on a Washington Post article about a vegan who ran onto a field and then lit his entire arm on fire in protest.
On the tennis court.
Huh? On the tennis court, yes.
Yeah.
Now, what was he trying?
No, wait, here's my comment that got me banned for 24 hours. I said three words: let him burn. And they said that I was inciting violence.
No,
the guy who lit himself fucking self on fire is inciting violence.
Yeah, the violence has already taken place.
It's already been done. I'm just saying, let him burn. If that's what he wanted, let the guy have his wish.
It's called bodily autonomy.
Yes, let him fucking burn. That's it. So slips were a little late. And with that, I always put one lotto ticket in there where you can come with me on the journey, and it'll be fun. On that journey last week was Arkansas money line, along with Ohio State plus the 19 and one other team, and I was there. It ended up being that would have paid off at $3,300. I was there for the other one. I wasn't there for this one on the money line on Arkansas. I think this is going to be my lotto ticket this week. First of all, I'm going to take Arkansas up to 24.5 in this one on a teaser. I think they'll easily cover that at home. But I think my lotto ticket this week is going to be Arkansas money line, and I'll probably throw $150 on it. Somewhere to get me to 1,000 on that. And I'll kind of work with the numbers.
No, it's what'd you say it was? Plus 620?
Yeah, but the fun thing on my bookie is when you put in the numbers on there, it'll tell you what your payout is going to be, and then you can add or subtract depending upon what your total is going to be. I want to drive this up to a grand, so that'll probably be, what, 175, Bob? And this will be my lotto ticket for the week. But on the rest of it, I'm going to take a teaser and drive this spread up as high as I can and take Arkansas.
I'm going to take Alabama minus 11.5. I might also take the over in this game.
It's 61 right now.
Yeah, these guys both can score. Raheem Sanders from Arkansas, I think he's the best running back in the country. Like, if you as a total running back, homeboy from Minnesota's a bruiser, but this dude catches the ball as well.
Yep.
He's averaging like 6 yards a carry and shit. Mm-hmm. Against quite a bit better talent than Minnesota has seen, frankly.
Yeah. Right?
So,
yeah,
we'll see.
What are you going to say, Bob? Next up, we got Rutgers against Ohio State. This is Ohio State minus 40.5. I don't do 40s, man.
If this weren't a conference game, there wouldn't even be a spread on this, to be honest.
Well, Rutgers is 3-1. What am I missing?
They beat Boston College by one, then they beat Wagner and Temple.
Okay. Temple's usually
they're awful.
Okay, this year they're terrible. All right.
Rutgers sucks. Dude.
I still don't touch a spread in the 40s. I don't like it. Ohio State's been rolling, and that's without their two best wide receivers this year. They've still been hurt. Both are top 10 picks, and they're still rolling people. But I don't do minus 40 spreads. It's just dumb. It's a lot of points. Next up, we got Oklahoma State against Baylor. Oklahoma State's number 9. They're undefeated. Baylor, 3-1.
Oklahoma State is cruising on fucking on name ID right now. They played Central Michigan, Arizona State, and Arkansas Pine Bluff so far.
So do you take this? because this spread is really tempting you to do it. It's minus 2.5. So it's only a field goal game. I think I'm taking Baylor in this one. A field goal. It's at Baylor.
It's a hard place to play.
It is.
These are two best coach teams in the Big 12. Makes me want to vomit to say this, but Kansas is probably up there as well at this point.
I won't do that. 26. I won't do it.
They're ranked 26 right now.
Great. That means I don't have to talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, dude, Baylor's just so fucking sturdy.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so solid. Their only loss on the year was at, like, a really difficult, creepy road game at BYU.
Sure.
Also, Kansas is now 4-0 against Spurs.
Calm down.
Boy.
We're not getting into this shit.
No. No. If they get into the top 25, we'll talk about
I'm going to fucking electrify everybody's chairs. And if you guys get too far out of pocket, just a little zap right on the B-hole.
You'd be doing me a favor, Dan.
Yeah, sure would.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm fine with that. It's like how that chess guy cheated the other day. Did you hear about that?
No, how did he do it?
Oh, yeah.
There's a cheating scandal in chess. It happened in St. Louis, actually.
Yeah, I heard that. What was the mechanics?
It was alleged that he put an electric vibrator up his butt that's remote controlled. And so, in his asshole. And like, what they do is they then relay moves that like a super intelligent computer is doing. So he's just doing the computer's moves because there's a major upset. And
I'm sorry. He's communicating with somebody through his asshole.
Yes.
Correct. Correct.
There had to be an easier way to do that. Well, I guess they check you for tech and stuff. Yep. So you can't bring your phone or an Apple Watch or anything.
Like shit like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's like Altuve, but up his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
yeah. I feel like you get away with it. If you put shit up your ass, you get away with it.
I agree.
If A-Rod had been jamming those gummies up his ass instead of eating them in the fucking clubhouse, Hall of Fame.
A Hall of Fame.
Like, you let him in at that point. If somebody's going to go that far, I feel like it's at least some respect.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe don't give him the record or anything, but some respect. Put some respect on his name.
Put some respect on his asshole.
It's called a grind, man.
Sure is. Sure is.
I put shit up my ass for this.
All right? He gets a fucking chess piece tattooed on his arm.
He's doing fucking motivational speaking afterwards. He goes, you got to be willing to put shit up your ass to win.
Yeah.
What are you willing to put up your ass?
By the way, if you're a longtime listener, Drinking Bros podcast will go out. It's 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. We literally just got off a plane, came right to the studio. No days off. We don't miss.
No. There's also 80,000 cans of hard as fuck seltzer right next door now.
Holy shit.
So if you're in the area and you want to come buy some without shipping,
cash.
Swing on by. Yeah, cash only.
Cash, you can buy as many as you want.
Cash only.
That's serious. We don't care. You can buy as many as you want. Bring a fucking burlap sack like Santa.
Bring a truck. We'll load your truck
up. Come here before Ross and Dan will cut you a deal.
Yeah, dude.
These guys are scamming already. We haven't even started yet, man. God damn it.
Cash. Cash is king. Next up, Northwestern, Penn State. Penn State minus 26.5.
This one's going to be ugly.
It is. And Northwestern's a terrible team.
Yeah, they're bad. Which is funny because they beat Nebraska.
Yeah, but, everybody's beat Nebraska. Penn State, how are they against the spread this year, Bob?
It's a good question. I mean, they've been, I think they were last week against Central Michigan is the first time they didn't hit the spread, actually. And I think it was the final spread was 21 and they were 19, I think, something like that. So they're right there.
So what I do in this one, I take this down 6 to 20.5. I think Penn State wins by 21, and I think you're good to go. At a minimum, they'll blow them out. It just depends on whether or not they want to keep playing at the end of this. So that's where I'm going with this. You touching this at all?
Yeah, I'm taking that same thing.
Okay.
Minus 20.5.
Next up, this is a fun game. Wake Forest against Florida State. Florida State minus 6.5.
Whew. I'm not sure about that.
I'm not either.
I think Wake Forest probably has this one. I might take that up to 12.5, plus 12.5 Wake Forest.
Yeah, dude, that's where I'm going with this. That quarterback, Hartman's back, looking pretty goddamn good. He's already got 13 touchdowns. And I think he missed, first week, second week?
Yeah, and Clemson's defense has not been as good as we expect it to be, but it's still a pretty good fucking defense, and he carved him up nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked good. So Florida State is not good.
Yeah, they're 4-0. They're undefeated, but barely. They play tough. I think this will be a close game. I'm with you. You go up to 12.5 on this.
Florida
one.
State is 4-0 against Boston College, Louisville, LSU, and Duquesne.
And they looked shitty against Louisville.
Yeah.
And won a lucky game against LSU.
How they look against Duke knees?
47-7.
Okay.
Epic.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's Duquesne, man. It's like just a bunch of old dudes.
Well, it's Duke knees.
Yeah.
Duke knees. Next up, we got Texas A&M against Mississippi State. Strange one here. Texas A&M is ranked 17, playing Mississippi State, who is unranked. However, Mississippi State is favored minus 3.5.
Did it open at 3.5, or is this movement?
Not sure, dude.
Because are people betting Mississippi State is what I'm asking.
Tickets are as low as $14 on DrinkingBrosTickets.com.
I mean, this spread is a reflection of how inconsistent A&M's been, really. I think it's more about them than it is about Mississippi State.
I don't like this A&M team. I think they're a couple years away for these recruits to come in and all
They've
that
got a
stuff.
Lot of good athletes, but they don't have like an identity yet.
No.
Like Georgia, for what it's worth, over the past like 4 or 5 years, defense. Not that they've always kind of been the defense team, but this last half decade or so, they have been the best defensive team in college football. That's their identity.
Right.
They build everything around that. A&M hasn't had time to do it yet.
No, and I don't trust this team enough to bet them. There's so many other good games.
No, Texas A&M could win this game by like 30 fucking points.
They
for
could.
All. Yeah, I'm not.
They could, or it could be a one-score game. Who fucking knows with this team? next up, I'm going to defer to you on this one, Bob. because I don't know much about Missouri. It's Georgia against Missouri, and the spread is 28, which is a lot. If I took this, let me ask you, if I took this down to 20 or 21 or 21 or 22,
you're fine if you do that.
Okay.
So Mizzou has actually weirdly covered 5 out of the last 8 games against Georgia in particular.
Really?
They're always big spreads. I mean, it's at Missouri. It's a night game, so it might be a fun crowd, although last week's loss was so brutal that who the fuck knows.
Well, how is the crowd there at night games?
Usually pretty good against a team like Georgia.
I mean, it's going to be 80 degrees.
It'll be a fun day.
Smarmy.
The high's
nice, 78.
No, the high's 78, so yeah. By kickoff it'll be probably like
Yeah, that'll be a nice atmosphere.
Man, Missouri's offense is fucking awful, so Georgia's going to completely shut them down. Missouri's defense has actually been pretty good this year, so Georgia might get a little off schedule, maybe, but
28's a lot of points.
Yeah, they might not. The teaser's very safe.
Okay.
Teasing it to 22 or 21, I think you're great.
All right.
But I think this could end up being like a 24 point type of win.
Delco saying no. What do you think the final Dan's score is, Delco?
45-0.
Could be. Fucking could be.
Were you hitting the sauce here, Bob? Are you drinking the moonshine?
No, that's just been here. I will be commencing drinking very soon.
Yeah, you will. Luckily, we don't have to travel for a while, so we can hang and enjoy some of that fine moonshine that Big Dick and Off made. A ton of it in the fridge. Love that shit. Next up, we got NC State against Clemson.
The over is 40. Am I reading that right? You guys see that?
Whoa. Why? You can tease that down to 34?
Against
30?
Against competent competition this year, NC State has scored 21 and 27 points.
I'm going to tease that down and take this, obviously.
If you tease it down, I think that's pretty good.
At 30, 34? That's crazy. For a college football game, 34 points? Holy shit. I'm all over that. Spread-wise, this is Clemson minus 6.5. It's exactly where the spread should be. Probably a one-score game either way. Eesh. I'm going to take this over-under in this one. And let this play out. Might go to overtime, or NC State could actually win this game.
Yeah. Can you take 7-point teasers on overs?
Yes, can. But you got to put it on a card with something else. So you got to have something else in there. So this will definitely be on
a
card.
I don't think you even need to do anything.
What's up?
I don't think you need to do anything.
I'm going to, because this could be a gross game where it's like, 20-17 or something like that. Where is this game? This is at Clemson.
Yeah, it's in fucking Death Valley.
Nice day. They should beat NC State at home. Dabo's got the big new contract there.
Yeah, he's been working on his dance moves lately too, which are super nice.
Did you see his 40, by the way? Did you see him run out of the tunnel?
Yeah, he almost. That's the dumbest ritual in college football.
It is. How it's all about Dabo.
Yeah. I don't understand. One, why is the coach running out first instead of like your team captains? But also, why are you running down like a 40% graded decline? That doesn't make it. Somebody's going to die at some point.
He's fast, but he's going to eat it.
That fast. He's just got a lot of momentum from his gut going downhill
He was pretty quick, dude.
He played wide receiver at Bama, walk on, but
that's fine. Still a white man, a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a real Hunter Renfro.
The over-under is where I'm at on this. It'll definitely be in a teaser. I don't take this up and take NC State simply because it could be a 2-touchdown game. I don't really know. Who's NC State played this year?
They beat Texas Tech. I feel like a lot of these
games have been close. ECU. Week one, I think.
No. They beat ECU. Yeah. They won at ECU.
Oh, that's right. I bet that game and I lost it. They didn't cover.
They beat Tech at home. Texas Tech at home.
Texas Tech is a good win.
I mean, it's a fine non-con for a school of that like stature, fine non-con like slate at East Carolina in state rivalry against a pretty good G5.
I still don't get that fucking over, though. That doesn't make any sense to me. 40 points?
I'm all over it.
Clemson's defense is not as good as it's been in the past couple of years. And, NC State, their defense has been okay, I guess, but they haven't really played any powerhouse offense teams.
No,
NC State has a lot. They gave up 20 points to East Carolina. They held Tech to 14 points. So I don't know how.
Tech sucks, right? So at NC State, they'll at least score 14. All they have to do then is score 20, and you beat that with a teaser.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm all over this fucking game.
And they held Tech to fucking 54 yards rushing. They're not doing that to Shipley and Ukulele. That's not happening.
And this is their prime. This is the night game on ABC. Yeah. Strange. I would rather see that Arkansas-Alabama game in that one. All right, next up, we got Georgia Tech, who we were just talking about, against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is still hanging around the top 25. They're 24. This is Pitt minus 23 and a half. Where do you go with this?
Somewhere else. Not fucking giving Pitt 23 and a half points. Fuck off, man.
I'm not either. I don't believe in Pitt. Tickets are as low as $14 if you're in the area.
I mean, they'll probably do it. They fucking Georgia Tech lost to Ole Miss 42-0 to Clemson week one when Clemson wasn't even playing well,
right.
41-10. But I'm just not comfortable doing that.
No, dude.
That seems
I'm not either.
That seems like skydiving without a fucking parachute.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it might work out, but.
Why risk it?
What are the odds?
Why risk it? Next up, the lovely ladies of Arizona State are playing at USC. Odds spread, you don't often see minus 26. Typically, you go 27.5. Mm. You might go 29. 26, you don't see that often. Arizona State is awful this year. This will definitely be in a teaser. I'll take this down to 20 at minus 6, and I'll put USC on my card. They've looked pretty goddamn good this year. Caleb Williams will probably be top five for Heisman. That's where I'm going with this one, and that's about it for this game.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Last but not least here, we got Stanford against Oregon.
Is at least? It might be. I don't give a fuck about this shit. Stanford.
This is Oregon minus 17.5. Delco, you love Oregon. You love this school.
I love the state.
I know you do.
I'm a big fan of the state.
Yeah.
I'm both a beaver and a duck.
Sure are.
Yeah.
Sure are.
I just love the Pac-12, really.
I know. You bet on it all the time.
I'm not Delco. It's Pac-12 day.
You love the Pac-12 because you get so upside down in the early part of the college football day that you have to fucking love it. Because
this is
out of necessity.
For people on the East Coast, this game starts at 11 o'clock at night.
Love it.
And it's on Fox Sports 1. I know you'll be up betting on this. Yeah, who are you taking in this one? Because we don't do shit like this.
Man, Stanford's not very good. However, I don't know. They always play Oregon pretty tough. Mm-hmm. This is a big line. I would probably take the Cardinals points.
Not probably. You're going to. You'll be down at some point on a Saturday, and then you'll definitely bet this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This will be the bailout.
Yeah. Sure will be.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. I won't be up to watch this game at all. I mean, I might be up. I'm just not going to watch this. I will literally watch anything but this that night. Is there UFC on, do we know, this week on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a terrible fight night card.
Is it really?
I believe.
Is it free at least?
Dern, yeah, it's free. Well, if ESPN Plus.
Okay.
But I believe Mackenzie Dern's the headliner. It's not very good.
I don't even care who it is. I'll watch that over this for sure.
Mm.
This game is fucking terrible.
I mean, just get some sleep. Get some rest.
Yeah. Sleeper on in this weekend. You know, not going to worry about it. Not going to worry about. I'll catch the highlights the next day. None of these teams are doing anything this year. They're not going to the playoffs or anything. So don't really care. Don't really care about these.
Why is there a fucking article on ESPN about Tom Hardy doing jiu-jitsu training? He's a blue belt and he's in the classic. He's in like the 40 and over group. Who gives
a
shit?
Won another gold medal.
Who cares? He's fighting old dudes that just got into Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that? And just stunt on, like, dads?
No.
It'd be awesome.
No, I would. If I was rich, I would be, pounding off or probably pounding off.
Yeah, people get bored.
One of those two. No, this is getting bored pounding off, man. Honestly.
What's weird to me is he makes a living off his face.
Well, it's jiu-jitsu, though. I mean, the ears would be, like, I don't know why he's not wearing one of those little fucking squirrel hats or whatever the fuck.
Might take some elbows to the face and everything. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you'll be fine. You're not getting punched.
No. What's he doing now? Why do they keep talking about it? He win again?
This is from a couple of days ago where he won the other one. It's like, yeah, he fucking.
Also, most of his roles, he's pretty ugly.
or they ugly him up.
Yeah, he's a pretty, he's a nice looking man.
He
There's
is,
no
but
question
then, you
about
know,
that.
He'll be in Peaky Blinders and they'll make him like repulsive.
Sure, sure. And that's what they do there. Lastly, I want to chat about this Herm Edwards story. It's so bizarre that it doesn't seem real. And yeah, fire away on this one. There is a rumor going around that his own assistant coaches leaked info to opposing teams to get him fired.
It's too positive.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. What's
the, like,
I'm sure this has happened before, probably throughout the history of college football, but I've never heard about it. And what the fuck did he do that pissed them off so badly that they, like, they'll never work. If the names of the people get out, they will never work in any sport ever again.
And they could be sued by Herm Edwards.
It's like working for Tony Robbins. Like, no thank you.
I understand, but then just quit your job. Like, go anywhere else. I don't really get that whole sitch. If I'm Herm Edwards, I fucking sue the shit out of them.
This is some real Game of Thrones shit.
Well, it's a coup, right?
Yeah.
It's what we're planning against you.
Just taking all my off-camera remarks and then just stringing them
together. We have plenty of on-camera remarks, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Before we even need to get to the B-roll. My theory is actually that Herm Edwards likes to make better men. And, you know, the struggle is what really makes you a man, like the difficulties in life. And so much like hiring a Cato to pop out and assault
randomly
you at
attack
night.
You,
right.
Yeah, he instructed... he anonymously instructed these coaches to betray him and sabotage him in almost a Christ-like way, right? He wanted Judas's working for his staff.
So you're saying that Jesus set himself up to die?
Yes.
Okay.
He needed to fulfill the prophecy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Man.
That's probably true. It sounds right. I don't
Either
know.
Way, he's getting paid if that's true.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah. The Bible sold more copies than any other book ever.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, what his royalty is for each one.
Oh, man.
It's probably $3, probably.
Unless
right?
you're a penguin.
Like, I don't know how much do Bibles cost. They're like $10.
Yeah.
So he probably gets $3.
Yeah, $3 a Bible.
That and Harry Potter, man. People love magic.
Sure do.
Yeah, well.
Sure do.
I don't know. Actually, I was looking back on this. I don't know if Florida State, if this game's even going to happen, because that hurricane is making its way up that side of the, I think it's getting moved
to Thursday or Friday, and the UF game is actually getting moved to Sunday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, fuck. Who are they playing?
I don't even
It doesn't matter. They're not.
I forget, but they do this, like, when you play football in Florida, you just expect one game to get moved for a hurricane.
Well, I like it for gambling reasons. Yeah. If it gets pushed to Sunday, I'll throw some cash on it. Who's Florida playing? They're outside the top 25.
They're playing East Washington.
Yeah. What? Why?
I fucking
have no idea.
I don't think there's a spread on this
East
either.
East Washington's usually pretty good for an FCS school.
Yeah, but I don't think... Right now, there's not even a spread on this game. It might be because of that.
Yeah.
Do you remember we got fucked on a parlay because of that? Because of COVID, I think, but it was the same situation. We bet... a game that got moved, same line though. The line stayed the same, but it got moved to a different day. And the bookie was like,
"Our parlay was one game less because the game had technically changed, so it wasn't part of our parlay, even though it was the same exact line."
That's some bullshit.
That happened to me once with it was one of those COVID NFL games that got pushed to a Tuesday.
But East Washington didn't bone you; your bookie boned you.
Right. That's why you use a credible. Yeah. A credible gambling website.
A credible dirtbag, yeah.
Yeah.
And not local.
speaking of dirtbags, we made the ultimate dirtbag bet on the drive from Nashville to Knoxville. Took Boise State. I took it regular, too. I took it minus 16.
That might have been
took
a mistake.
It live.
We took it live, and it was looking good because we're like, all right, they're down 10-3. They're getting the ball in the second half. They come out, they score a touchdown. I'm like, all right, easy money. Here we go.
Yeah.
We took money line. They were like minus 125. It's like easiest thing ever.
And they didn't even get close to scoring again.
Then they made the punt return for a touchdown, kind of broke their back. And yeah, they didn't even, like, I think Bachmeier maybe had like 69 yards passing or something.
And I'm glad you brought him up because here's where I'm going with this. Hank.
Bachmeier.
He had
just entered the transfer portal an hour ago, he is out of there.
He was 13 for 34 with 93 yards. Now, where is he transferring to?
He had so much promise.
Back fucking home?
He was supposed to be the guy, the savior for the program. You're correct.
And, I mean, you can ask Lloyd Burke about him. He's been a total disappointment. But, he came out red hot his freshman year, beat Florida State at Florida State.
Yep.
And then he's just been nothing but a massive dud since.
So he was supposed to be the guy. He was a four-year starter at Boise State. But, and I didn't know this loophole, so I'll read it aloud. I didn't know this was, you're allowed to do this. If you leave your team before playing your fifth game of your senior season, you can get a full season somewhere else. And this is what he's choosing to
do. Yeah, you can actually redshirt a kid after four games, and it doesn't count as a season.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams do
that. So where do you think he's going?
I don't know.
Does he have a COVID year, too? Or did he already cash that?
Let's see.
I mean, you can play 4 years. So like,
no, you can play 5 years. If you were rostered during COVID,
okay.
That year literally does not count toward your eligibility.
Yeah, he was 2020. Yeah.
So here's his statement. He's saying he's going to find a situation to both win games and prepare himself for the NFL.
So he's saying that the loss wasn't his fault then.
I mean, he was terrible.
He was 13 for 34.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many of those throws came from his ass, right?
And like, what's the NFL the team that you're hoping to go to besides the Browns?
He's 6'1", 210. He's not going to play football in the NFL, probably, right?
I don't think so.
If you can't do it at the college level when you're small like that, there's no fucking way you're doing it in the NFL.
Yeah.
Not one prayer.
I like how he dipped, too, after a horrific loss to UTEP. And he was just like, I'm out. Take care.
I mean, he's clearly not going to fucking become an NFL prospect at Boise, so you might as well go somewhere else to try to do it.
His original offer sheet was like LSU, Alabama. There were a bunch of Georgia.
I think
Georgia, but
yeah.
should have gone to one of those. Maybe. And learned some things or at least got some name ID. I don't know.
And I'm looking at his stats here. So in 4 years, he threw 6,600 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 19 picks.
Sorry, it was Minnesota.
That's great.
Minnesota, not...
that's an average of 10 touchdowns a year for this kid. What NFL are we talking about?
You know, it doesn't... It's not necessarily always stats. What were Trey
10 Lance's, touchdowns a year?
What were Trey Lance's stats, right? What was
we played
Carson Wentz dumping
games.
It in?
Yeah.
Trey Lance has played, four games in the NFL now, I think?
No, I mean...
I know.
Well, you only played 8 games there.
He had a full season, and then he had the one showcase game that they had for the COVID year because the FCS wasn't really playing, so they just kind of scheduled an exhibition game for him.
Right, right. Look, good luck to Bachmeier. I don't know what NFL he's talking about. Maybe the XFL. Maybe this is a misprint.
I mean, hopefully it works out for him, but it doesn't seem likely.
Because they're still going through with that shit, right? With The Rock and the XFL, that's going to happen. Everybody's been asking for it.
There was some dude who was the quarterback. I don't fucking follow the XFL, but I saw this just through social posts. He was an Ole Miss guy, I think, and then he
Jordan Tamu.
Yeah.
He played in the USFL, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And the XFL.
Well, yeah, he's making the rounds. But he's just trying to get a paycheck.
I think didn't he become the Chiefs backup though?
I think he might have for a few games.
Yeah.
No so, need to look it up. We're out of fucks to give about that whole sitch and this guy's sitch. Best of luck wherever you go.
Trey Lance career completion percentage 55%.
In college?
No, in the NFL.
Oh yeah. He's been awful. That was when Mike Martz went off with. It was like this guy's not a pro quarterback.
I guess we'll save it for tomorrow.
For the NFL show.
I don't know if you saw Michael Irving's rant about the Cowboys, but it's funny.
I laughed until I cried.
It's really
today.
Good.
It's worth every penny.
Yeah.
Right?
He took everyone to church. That's the only time I've seen Stephen A. Smith and the entire staff break live on air.
Mm.
And even they were dying laughing. And it was just, it's one of the best minute and 20 seconds you'll ever see in your life. It's all over Twitter right now. It's fantastic. Highly recommend it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And the Cowboys lucking out another victory. We're back in Austin, Texas. Tonight's show was live on Drinking Bros Podcast from Rob O'Neill's charity events in Nashville. Had a blast. We got Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, Shotgun to Hard AF on air. Ray Cash Care is back on the show tonight. Country superstar. There's a couple of them on there. It's a stacked show. Matt Cassel is on the show as well. Big boy show tonight on Drinking Bros Podcast. Tune in at 8 o'clock Eastern on that one. And then RPR, is that uploaded already for Good to Go? We're live there as well. We pre-recorded for you guys. We don't miss. No days off here. And cheers to Delco, Dan, and Papa Giorgio for putting it all together. We had a blast at the tourney. We always do. And big thanks to Lauren Manley as well. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that deposit all the way up to $1,000. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.